going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from three delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
This is the Olive Podcast Little Black Book bonus episode. Listen on to hear this week's guest share the hit list for eating, drinking, shopping and travel. I'm back with Max Halley, and in the main episode this week, we talked all about sandwiching and his new book. Mm-hmm. Now, in this bonus episode, Max is going to take us through his Little Black Book. First of all, tell us about a cool UK foodie city or town.
Also, I think Sherborne in Dorset is the home of Britain's best French restaurant.
Okay.
And I think, I don't know, I wouldn't like to comment on what other things there are to do in Sherborne. but there's this restaurant called The Newell, and I believe that Paul, who cooks there, is making the best French food in Britain.
How do you spell it?
The Newell, N-E-W-E-L-L.
Oh, okay.
I think it's the name of the street it's on in the town. And when you go there, you feel like all of those cliches of driving through the French countryside and like stumbling upon this little, you know, brasserie or bistro, whatever those cliches are, like, that is the food that this guy is knocking out in an old pub next to a busy road in Sherborne.
Wow.
And it is out of this world.
Really?
And so, And then I think in a broader foodie context, I would probably go Leeds.
Okay.
I think there's an insanely good food scene in Leeds.
There, yeah.
I had the best pizza I've ever eaten in my life
Leeds. Is it Pizza Loco?
Pizza Loco, Now he's cooking instead of at Pizza Loco. Now it's he's making pizzas and amazing deli sandwiches.
Yeah.
Or panuozzo pizzas, sandwiches made in kind of puffs of pizza dough. I've got this thing that when you eat the best example of something you've ever had, bam, you just know immediately.
Yeah.
And I took a bite of a pizza in Leeds and I was like, oh, my, that's the best pizza I've ever eaten.
Wow.
So, and he cooks Pizza Loco at the Meanwood Tavern. And I had amazing donuts in Leeds at this place called Doha.
Yeah.
Leeds, brilliant place.
Cool. I love that one. How about a surprising Europe or worldwide destination discovery?
Yeah, so I thought about this and I am going to go with Guadalajara.
Okay.
In Mexico, because my wife's Mexican, so I go to Mexico quite a lot and I've travelled around Mexico quite a lot. And obviously, as a nation, it is extremely diverse, the food offering around the country. Certainly much more than you'd have any idea of based on what we see of Mexican food here. And I mean, Guadalajara, is an amazing place. Like, A, it's a very short bus or car journey to Tequila. It's where mariachis come from. Really? It's the home of the... And the sandwiches there are off the chart. In the book, actually, I banged on about torta ahogadas, are these like drowned sandwiches.
We didn't talk about that.
It's
like a sandwich in a bag.
And it's like, honestly, it is the dawn of a new day when you realise that you don't have to be able to pick a sandwich up and it is still a sandwich. You can cover it in sauce and it... my friend Julian owns a restaurant called Rayuela in Guadalajara where last year I did a pop-up in my sandwich shop there. Which was so cool. Seeing my sandwiches on a menu in Mexico was like...
And how did it go down?
Dream come true.
Really?
They love sandwiches in Mexico.
So they were just...
A great, great culture of sticking stuff between two bits of bread. And actually, I had a meal in a place called Puerco Espada, which... Now, the logo is a pig and a swordfish.
Okay.
Whether or not... The guy that owns the restaurant knows that pork sword is like a euphemism in Britain. I don't know. But his restaurant is called Pork Sword, but it is a pig and a swordfish. And so whether it's, I don't know if that one's slipped through the net, if you'll pardon the fish pun, that is one of the greatest restaurant meals of my life.
Yeah.
And so, Guadalajara, man, go there and eat
as much
as possible.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this one. Where would you host your last supper and what dish would you eat?
So I thought about this and I think last suppers, I don't think what you're looking for is necessarily to like relive some childhood fantasy or whatever. I think if it's your last meal, what you want to do is die happy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go... to the Fenshang Princess, that floating Chinese restaurant on Regent's Canal, and have an entire duck and pancakes.
Oh, nice. Mm. Yeah. I love that one.
Because that is, like, never mind the French. The Chinese are the masters of pancakes.
And there's never enough pancakes.
And no, but they'll bring you more.
Yeah.
Especially at this death row meal. Like, you can keep asking.
Apart from your pubs, but please do name your pubs because I think we only talked about one in the main in the main thing. Tell us about your favourite pub and what makes it special. I think are we back on the Park Tavern there?
Well, I don't know. I love the Park Tavern, but my favourite pub is called the Seymour Arms.
Okay.
And it is in Witham Friary near Frome. It has been run by the same family for generations. And you go there to drink cider,
right?
To drink Rich's cider. And they do sweet, medium and dry. And that's it. It's all at room temperature.
Is it out of a...
It comes out of a barrel.
Flat cider.
Yeah, flat cider. And I don't know, five or six pints, a bit like taking magic mushrooms. It's like... an extremely surreal. I'd really stop at three pints.
What kind of strength are we talking about?
Well, to be honest, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. But I know that certainly after two pints...
You feel it.
You get this enormous sense of well-being. And it's just like, everything's going to be all right.
And after five, you start tripping.
Yeah, and exactly. Yeah, after five pints, you might as well have drifted to an alternative reality. It's a wonderful, wonderful boozer, the Seymour Arms in Witham Friary.
Love it. And tell us, what are your three pubs called?
The Five Bells in Salisbury.
Yep.
The Sam Weller's in Bath and the Wellington in Marlborough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Do you have a favourite bakery and what is your repeat order, if so?
So I used to buy this bread, a porridge bread from the Floor Bakery. That was the best bread I have ever eaten in my life. Like the moisture content of the bread, like super dry, crispy crust.
Yeah.
And then this like almost gooey, chewy bread inside. It's out of this world. And then sadly, the Floor Bakery closed. But Helen, who I think was the head baker there, has now opened Eric's Bakery in... East Dulwich. And so I, and does that porridge bread. So I would go there and get that porridge bread.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Tell us your favourite coffee shop.
Catalyst, Gray's Inn Road.
Catalyst Roasters.
How many places can you buy coffee and hot sauce in the same, like made on site in the same place? They make this coffee sriracha. That we have at the on the tables at the sandwich shop. It is so good. Because I always think, like, hot sauce is trebly.
Yeah.
Like vinegary and piquant.
Yeah.
Whereas the coffee in that one makes it, like, really bassy.
Yeah.
And I think that I can't really compare it to any other hot sauce. It's delicious. What? Anyway, and they have amazing coffee, an extraordinary snacks menu, and this dreamy hot sauce.
Do you have a complicated coffee order?
No. Do you know, I just like filter coffee with cold milk. Yeah. And I know it's like meant to be an abomination to put milk in filter coffee, isn't it? But I don't care.
Have it how you like it.
I like
it.
A milky coffee.
Yeah.
It's nice. So anyway, that is by miles and away. It's the coffee we use at the sandwich shop. It's the hot sauce. I love the guy, Alex. It's brilliant.
Cool. And lastly, do you have a favourite specialist shop, either for ingredients or equipment?
Specialist, yeah. I thought about this one. And I think part of the nature of places being specialised is that you have lots of places that you go to get specific things. Mm. Like, yeah, for fish, I'd go to Moxon's. For Spanish food, I'd go to Brindisa. For any kitchen equipment, I'd go to Nisbet's. And then near where I live in Wiltshire, in fact, actually now I've sort of said Moxon's for fish, but it's a bit weird that that's in London, and then I'm going to say a butcher in Wiltshire.
That's fine.
But I go to this place to buy meat called the Kimber Farm Shop, about 20 minutes away from where I live in Wiltshire, and they have all their own pigs and cows and chickens and stuff, and so I go there to buy meat.
Nice.
Those
are amazing answers. Thank you so much, Max, for that.
Thanks very much.
Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.